I'm joined today by one of NASCAR's up-and-coming drivers, Mr. Todd Gilliland. Thank you so much for taking the time and talking with me today.
Yep, absolutely.
So first and foremost, let's jump right into it. You guys had a lot of great speed this weekend at the Daytona 500, got some stage points, maybe not the result you guys wanted, but overall, what was the plan like working with your Ford teammates and everything? I know y'all had sort of a group chat and everything. How is that, like, the whole process going into the weekend?
Yeah, you know, going into the weekend, I would say it's mostly just, you know, talking with our Front Row Motorsports teammates the most, you know, kind of having a plan going in, whether that's beforehand, and then, you know, once you kind of decide, or once you get assigned, right, to who's in which duel, I feel like you kind of make more of an in-depth plan for that. It was me and Noah Gregson together, so that was kind of the second step of it. And then, yeah, going into Sunday, we always have a big Ford meeting with, you know, all the drivers, a bunch of, you know, general managers, competition directors, pretty much everybody that, you know, can influence, you know, what the strategy is, or, you know, obviously trying to get everyone on the same page as far as working together. So, yeah, having a plan is really nice. I would say most of the time, the plan doesn't always work out how you have it planned, right? So it's about being able to pivot, but, you know, also taking care of one another while you're out there. This Daytona 500 was much different. We didn't have any green flag pit stops at all. I feel like that's usually where you see the most amount of teamwork, in my opinion, is just getting on and off pit road with usually your manufacturer teammates. So, yeah, overall, right, it's always fun to have a plan, and you know, sometimes it just never comes to fruition.
Yeah, it's got to be strange. You mentioned how everybody was pitting. Like, it's got to be strange to come in and just get gas only. I noticed, like, most of it was just kind of gas only stops. What's it like with, you know, with the tire wear at these super speedways? It seems like it's a lot different than what it was in years past.
Yeah, I'd say for the most part, you know, the tires are pretty hard at the super speedways. Just, you know, you're not really grip limited. They wear out a little bit, and they definitely get, you know, handling more so comes into play at Daytona than like Talladega. I'd say at Talladega, right, you're just kind of all about speed, whatever you can go to get more speed out of your car, and you're willing to give up quite a bit of handling for that. Whereas Daytona, I feel like it's a little bit more of a trade-off. You have to have your balance pretty close still to be able to push guys how you need to and be pushed. And, you know, you can definitely see that, you know, coming to the end of the stages and stuff, you know, gets a little bit more spread out because guys' cars, the tires are wearing out. You're, you know, running low on fuel, which makes it lighter, which helps a little bit, but yeah, just as the tires wear out, you just lose grip and drivability. That, you know, I think that's kind of why you see guys start to get, you know, a little bit looser when you push them, and obviously the wrecks end up, you know, happening, and you have to push the hardest when your car is the least amount stable.
Yeah, that's got to be the most frustrating thing, I'd imagine. A lot of people have talked about the racing on these super speedways and how it's become sort of what it is. I mean, a lot of people have a lot of harsh criticisms, and probably rightfully so. I think Ryan Preece was the most poignant, and obviously with everything that happened, it was a scary crash for him. I wanted to ask you, is there a certain way that we can fix, like, you guys in the sport can fix this type of stuff, and we don't see, like, big crashes on the last lap, or it, because everybody has been, you know, just kind of has an opinion on it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have too massive of an opinion. I feel like, you know, I guess kind of the fan side of me, right? You don't want to see every single Daytona 500 end under caution, right? Eventually, you know, that gets old. You want to see guys race it out to the line. I would say that's the biggest thing. And you know, it's always just, you know, it's not diluted, but it's just not as exciting, right? When, you know, the caution comes out and everyone has to sort through the lineup. Like, as a fan, I want to see guys cross the line. Like, even for fourth, fifth, sixth, right? Those guys are all side by side. Like, who barely beat who to the line? Like, that's pretty fun, you know, just to look at it and watch. But, you know, from inside the car and obviously the big wrecks, right? It's always been a part of speedway racing. When everyone's in a pack, if one guy, whether it's, you know, you're going much faster and the handling's really bad, you can see a guy spin out. And since everyone's still mostly in a pack, you know, there's nowhere to go, and guys still end up wrecking. So I don't think the big wrecks are going to go away, but maybe tone them down a little bit, and then the flipping and stuff, right? I don't think any driver or NASCAR, anyone in the sport wants to see a car flip over, right? And I think everyone's still continuing to work on it, and NASCAR's added a bunch of stuff to try and keep them on the ground. So I think everyone's on the same page as far as the cars flipping and all that stuff. No one wants to see that happen. So yeah, I think it'll just be continuous progress, right? That's always kind of what everyone's been doing it as NASCAR, and at least all the meetings and stuff I've been in, right? It's just, safety is always top of mind, and in these big wrecks, just continuing to work on the big hits.
Right. And so we go to sort of a similar drafting style track this week again in Atlanta. Does the plan kind of remain the same amongst everybody at Front Row, or is it a little bit different considering this is like a mile and a half and it's a little the moves are different than you could make at Daytona?
Yeah, I feel like Atlanta definitely races quite a bit different. I'd say the difference that I was talking about earlier between Daytona and Talladega, right, where Talladega has no handling issues, Daytona has a little bit of handling issues, Atlanta has real handling issues. You can be very tight and very loose and out of the racetrack, and the better handling cars always find their way to the front at Atlanta. Where, like I said, at the other drafting type racetracks, you can usually mask it a little bit here and there. So yeah, it's definitely way more of a balance this week. I don't know that you'll see the car that gets the pole race very well, and you also don't want the slowest car, right? Because if you're as wide open and you're really slow, you're not going to have any success either. So it's about finding the right balance, and for us, we're just continuously working on it. Last year, like I said, we had probably the fastest cars at Atlanta,
Yeah.
but at times they did not drive good enough. So yeah, we'll keep working on it, but definitely as Atlanta wears more and the track surface ages, I think it's just going to become more and more of a handling racetrack.
So I guess to kind of wrap it up, we go to Coda after that, a very different, it's night and day from these last two races. With the shorter course, do you think that it'll be a difference in how it was in 20 from 2021 to 2024?
I mean, yeah, there would definitely be some differences. I'm not too sure, right, of all of it, how it's going to work out. I've ran it on the simulator a few times and been getting a lot of laps on there, which is very interesting, right? Because we wanted to get in there super early because it is, a new track and there's new layouts, but obviously 90% of the racetrack is the exact same, right? It's just kind of shortcutting and cutting off a portion of it. So I think the new section will be good. It's definitely very challenging. It's just very flat. Kind of after the S's, you're kind of going back and forth, and then you have to have a hard braking zone. There's a couple quick left-handers, and then back kind of into more of a tight section after the new kind of cutoff section. So I think it'll be fun. It's definitely a much shorter course, so we're gonna have a lot more laps, which is exciting for the fans. And yeah, I think it'll be still a really good race. I've always loved going to Coda.
Well, thank you so much. Like I was telling the woman before the interview, I've watched your dad in the free credit report car back in the day, and it's cool to see you kind of carry on the name. Thank you so much for taking the time and speaking with me. This means a lot to me.
Awesome. Yep, it was great talking to you.
All right, take it easy.